the Black Revolution and the Negro Revolution. And he contrasted the house Negro and the field Negro during slavery and in the modern age. And this was a very important speech. And I mean, it really gets down to a lot of, you know, the difference between him and that other guy, Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah. So Malcolm X was criticizing the 1963 March on Washington. And it's very important to go and see his insights and why he was not in favor of that. It was ranked one of 91st in the top 100 American speeches of the 20th century by 137 leading scholars of American public address. And then, yeah, talking about Aaron Copland, he lived from 1900 to 1990, so he was 90 when he passed away. He was an American composer. He taught composition, music composition. He was a writer, and later in his career, he was a conductor. He was very instrumental in forging what was a distinctly American style of composition. And in later years, he was often referred to as the Dean of American Composers. And to the public, he was best known for the works that he wrote in the 1930s and 40s. A deliberately accessible classical style, often referred to as populist. And, well, he called it his vernacular style. So, yeah, we're going to be hearing excerpts from the first part of Malcolm X's Message to the Grassroots. We're going to be hearing that on top of Aaron Copland's Billy the Kid Orchestral Suite. And some reenactments of the 2019 Mueller report here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford, where we're going to start things off with our featured artists, the presidents of the United States of America. And here's a song from them called Volcano from their second album.
Waiters, amplifiers, melted wires, the party's exploded, chorus corroded, underground, the Puget Sound, causing a shifting and a drifting, a big black boom box, stuck in the hot rock, it's in there flowing, it's in there growing, you don't believe me, that this scenery could be a cold-blooded killer, it's gonna blow, whoa, whoa.
Oh, And during the few moments that we have left, we want to have just an off-the-cuff chat between you and me. Thus, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand. We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is us. We're her problem. The only reason she has a problem is she doesn't want us here. And every time you look at yourself, be you black, brown, red, or yellow, a so-called Negro, you represent a person who poses such a serious problem for America because you're not one. Once you face this as a fact, then you can start plotting a course that will make you appear intelligent instead of unintelligent. What you and I need to do is learn to forget our differences. When we come together, we don't come together as Baptists or Methodists. You don't catch hell because you're a Baptist, and you don't catch hell because you're a Methodist. You don't catch hell because you're a Methodist or a Baptist. You don't catch hell because you're a Democrat or a Republican. You don't catch hell because you're a Mason or an Elk. And you sure don't catch hell because you're an American, because if you was an American, you wouldn't catch no hell. You catch hell because you're a black man. You catch hell, all of us catch hell for the same reason. So we are all black people. So-called Negroes. Second-class citizens. Ex-slaves. You are nothing but an ex-slave. You don't like to be told that. But what else are you? You are ex-slave. You didn't come here on the make law. You came here in a slave ship. Indeed. Like a horse or a cow or a chicken. And you were brought here by the people who came here on the Mayflower. You were brought here by the so-called pilgrims or founding fathers. They were the ones who brought you here. We have a common enemy. We have this in common. We have a common oppressor, a common exploiter, and a common discriminator. But once we all realize that we have this common enemy, then we unite on the basis of what we have in common. And what we have foremost in common is that enemy, the white man. He's an enemy to all of us. I know some of you all think that some of them are enemies. Time will tell.
The following is a reading of the Mueller Report, pages 110 to 114.
5. June 9, 2016. Meeting at Trump Tower.
On June 9, 2016, senior representatives of the Trump campaign met in Trump Tower with a Russian attorney expecting to receive derogatory information about Hillary Clinton from the Russian government. The meeting was proposed by Donald Trump Jr. in an email from Robert Goldstone at the request of then-client Emin Agalarov, the son of Russian real estate developer Aras Agalarov. Goldstone relayed to Trump Jr. that the, quote,
Crown Prosecutor of Russia offered to provide the Trump campaign with some official documents and information that would incriminate Hillary and her dealings with Russia as part of its government support for Mr. Trump.
Trump Jr. immediately responded that, if that's what you say, I love it, and arranged the meeting through a series of emails and telephone calls. Trump Jr. invited campaign chairman Paul Manafort and senior advisor Jared Kushner to attend the meeting, and both attended. Members of the campaign discussed the meeting before it occurred, and Michael Cohen recalled that Trump Jr. may have told candidate Trump about an upcoming meeting to receive adverse information about Clinton without linking the meeting to Russia. According to written answers submitted by President Trump, he has no recollection of learning of the meeting at the time, and the office found no documentary evidence showing that he was made aware of the meeting or its Russian connection before it occurred. The Russian attorney who spoke at the meeting, Natalia Veselnitskaya, had previously worked for the Russian government and maintained a relationship with the government throughout this period of time. She claimed that funds derived from illegal activities in Russia were provided to Hillary Clinton and other Democrats. Trump Jr. requested evidence to support those claims, but Veselnitskaya did not provide such information. She and her associates then turned to a critique of the origins of the Magnitsky Act, a 2012 statute that imposed financial and travel sanctions on Russian officials, and that resulted in a retaliatory ban on adoptions of Russian children. Trump Jr. suggested that the issue could be revisited when and if candidate Trump was elected. After the election, Veselnitskaya made additional efforts to follow up on the meeting, but the Trump transition team did not engage.
A. Setting up the June 9 meeting. A1. Outreach to Donald Trump Jr.
Boris Agalarov is a Russian real estate developer with ties to Putin and other members of the Russian government, including Russia's Prosecutor General, Yuri Chitka. Boris Agalarov is the president of the Caracas Group, a Russian enterprise that holds substantial Russian government construction contracts and that, as disclosed above, Volume 1, Section 4A1, worked with Trump in connection with the 2013 Miss Universe pageant in Moscow and a potential Trump-Moscow real estate project. The relationship continued over time as the parties pursued the Trump-Moscow project in 2013 and 2014 and exchanged gifts and letters in 2016. For example, on April 2016, Trump responded to a letter from Boris Agalarov with a handwritten note. Boris Agalarov expressed interest in Trump's campaign, passed on congratulations for winning in the primary and, according to one email drafted by Goldstone,
an offer of his support and that of many of his important Russian friends and colleagues, especially with reference to U.S.-Russian relations.
On June 3, 2016, Emin Agalarov called Goldstone, Emin's then publicist. Goldstone is a music and events promoter who represented Emin Agalarov from approximately late 2012 until late 2016. While representing Emin Agalarov, Goldstein facilitated an ongoing contact between the Trumps and the Agalarovs, including an invitation that Trump sent to Putin to attend the 2013 Miss Universe pageant in Moscow. Statements redacted. Goldstone understood, statement redacted. A Russian political connection and Emin Aglarov indicated that the attorney was a prosecutor. Goldstone recalled that the information that might interest the Trumps involved Hillary Clinton. Statement redacted. The statement redacted, mentioned by Emin Aglarov, was Natalia Veselnitskaya.
Footnote 676. In December 2018, a grand jury in the Southern District of New York returned an indictment charging Veselnitskaya with obstructing the Prevezon litigation discussed in the text above. See indictment United States v. Natalia Vladimirovna Veselnitskaya. The indictment alleges, among other things, that Veselnitskaya lied to the district court about her relationship to the Russian prosecutor general's office and her involvement in responding to a U.S. document request sent to the Russian government.
From approximately 1998 to 2001, Veselnitskaya worked as a prosecutor for the Central Administrative District of the Russian prosecutor's office. Footnote 677, redacted. And she continued to perform government-related work and maintain ties to the Russian government following her departure.
Footnote 678. Testimony of Natalia Veselnitskaya before the Senate Committee on Judiciary, November 20, 2017, at 33. Keir Simmons and Rachel Elbaum, Russian lawyer Veselnitskaya, says she didn't give Trump Jr. info on Clinton. NBC News, July 11, 2017. Maria Tetzkova and Jack Snubbs, Moscow lawyer who met Trump Jr., had Russian spy agency as client. Reuters, July 21, 2017. Andrew E. Kramer and Sharon LaFanere, lawyer who was said to have dirt on Clinton, had closer ties to Kremlin than she let on. New York Times, April 27, 2018.
She lobbied and testified about the Magnitsky Act, which imposed financial sanctions and travel restrictions on Russian officials and which was named for a Russian tax specialist who exposed the fraud and later died in a Russian prison.
In Bandung, back in, I think, 1954, was the first unity meeting in centuries of black people. And once you study what happened at the Bandung Conference and the results of the Bandung Conference, it actually serves as a model for the same procedure you and I can use to get our problems solved. At Bandung, all the nations came together. There were dark nations from Africa and Asia. Some of them were Buddhists. Some of them were Muslim. Some of them were Christian. Some of them were Confucianists. Some were atheists. Despite their religious differences, they came together. Some were communists, some were socialists, some were capitalists. Despite their economic and political differences, they came together. All of them were black, brown, red, or yellow. The number one thing that was not allowed to attend the Bandung Conference was the white man. He couldn't come. Once they excluded the white man, they found that they could get together. Once they kept him out, everybody else fell right in and fell in line. This is the thing that you and I have to understand. And these people who came together didn't have nuclear weapons. They didn't have jet planes. They didn't have all of the heavy armaments that the white man has. But they had unity. They were able to submerge their little petty differences and agree on one thing, that though one African came from Kenya and was being colonized by the Englishmen, and another African came from the Congo and was being colonized by the Belgian, and another African came from Guinea and was being colonized by the French, and another came from Angola and was being colonized by the Portuguese, when they came to the Bandung Conference, they looked at the Portuguese, and at the Frenchmen, and at the Englishmen, and at the other Dutchmen, and learn or realize that the one thing that all of them have in common, they were all from Europe. They were all Europeans, blonde, blue-eyed, and white-skinned. They begin to recognize who their enemy was. The same man that was colonizing our people in Kenya was colonizing our people in the Congo. The same one in the Congo was colonizing our people in South Africa and in southern Rhodesia and in Burma and in India and in Afghanistan and in Pakistan. They realized all over the world where a dark man was being oppressed, he was being oppressed by the white man. Where the dark man was being exploited, he was being exploited by the white man. So they got together under this basis, that they had a common enemy. And when you and I here in Detroit and in Michigan and in America, who have been awakened today, look around us, we too realize here in America, we all have a common enemy. Whether he's in Georgia or Michigan, whether he's in California or New York, he's the same man. Blue eyes and blonde hair and pale skin. Same man.
Thank you. we have to do is what they did. They agreed to stop quarreling among themselves. Any little spat that they had, they settled it among themselves. Go into a huddle. Don't let the enemy know that you got a disagreement. Instead of us airing our differences in public, we have to realize we're all the same family. And when you have a family squabble, you don't get out on the sidewalk. If you do, everybody calls you uncouth, unrefined, uncivilized, savage. If you don't make it at home, you settle it at home. You get in the closet, argue it out behind closed doors. And then when you come out on the street, you pose a common front, a united front. And this is what we need to do in the community and in the city and in the state. We need to stop airing our differences in front of the white man. Put the white man out of our meeting, number one. And then sit down and talk shop with each other. That's all you gotta say.
We'll be right back. sense trip. You can send your friend a postcard, it ain't worth the trip. Everybody wants to be naked and famous. Everybody wants to be just like me, I'm naked. Everybody wants to be naked and famous. Everybody wants to be just like me, I'm naked. Everybody wants to be naked and famous. Everybody wants to be just like me, I'm naked.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, broadcasting here on the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we have been bringing you a pretty freeform mix of all different kinds of music, exploring America, American politics, with our featured artists, the presidents of the United States of America, who kicked off that set you just heard, with Volcano from their second album. And mixed in that set, we heard Aaron Copland's Billy the Kid, the orchestral suite from the ballet, kind of mixed in and out in different places, with my freedom-fighting idol, Malcolm X, and excerpts from his November 10th, 1963 speech, Message to the Grassroots, as well as Chuck Urozina and Diane Andronica doing some enactments, some readings of the 2019 Mueller report on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And there'll be a lot more that kind of stuff going on for sure. The Russians, the Chinese. It's going to be a kind of free for all, if it isn't already. And that was, there was backing contributions by Chicago, Leo D'Angelia, and Moortown Maroons. And we finished things off with our featured artists and a selection from their first album, Naked and Famous. Meanwhile, right now, we've got a version of the Marine Corps hymn going for you as my ambiance. We've got one last set for you in this evening's sonic montage. And of most note, we're going to be hearing two Pieces by the American comedian duo Cheech and Chong, Wake Up America, and the conclusion to it. And in between those, we're going to be hearing Melissa Etheridge. Yeah. Ain't she an all-American girl? From her album, Yes I Am. And we'll conclude, well, we'll see how the time goes, but we're also going to be hearing my cleaned-up version of the Presidents of the United States of America song, Kitty. Had a bunch of bad words that I need to smash out with my sonic hammer of the gods. But before that comes to your ears, in however manner of audio sonic transmission this is coming to you, we're going to hear something, another unusual, cool version of the Star Spangled Banner. This one's by Bella Fleck from his Flight of the Cosmic Hippo on banjo. Here for you now on WMFO, the Tears of the Gods sound collage.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Horrendo Revolver, and welcome to Wake Up America. This evening on Wake Up America, we're going to take an in-depth look at the recording industry. Now, recently, the industry has undergone severe criticism for its alleged use of drugs, sex, and payola in the sale and promotion of records. Now, the building I'm standing in front of right now is Monster Recording Studios, where all the sounds of Shape the 60s were recorded. And we're going to walk inside the studio tonight, visit one of the sessions, just drop in unexpectedly, unannounced, and see what goes on. So here we go, we're going to open the door now and let the chips fall where they may.
Hold it. Security here. Where do you think you're going?
Excuse me, sir. I'm Horrendo Revolver, and these are my cameramen, and we're doing an expose on the recording industry, and we just want to drop into one of the sessions unannounced to see what goes on.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, guys, let's go. Okay, we're going to just walk into the first session that we see. Oh, there's a red light on now. That means a session's in session. Okay, guys, let's hit it. We're going right through that door. This is Surrender Revolver out here on the fire escape. And there's a magnificent view of the city that we thought you folks would like to see before we go back in the studios and have a great expose on the recording industry. Okay, folks, we're back inside the hallway now. And as you can hear, there's a session going on behind that door. It sounds very much like one of those English groups. So we're going to go through that door and see what's going on right now.
Oh, those burritos.
Hey, I wouldn't go in there if I was you, man.
Oh, excuse me. Could you tell us, where is there a session in this studio?
Studio C, man. It's happening, yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot. Let's see. Studio C. Oh, there it is, right over there next to Studio A. Come on, guys, let's go in. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. There's a session happening here, all right. We're just going to walk around and talk to some people now. Let's see. That man over there behind the board with a funny hat and a beard looks like the producer. Let's talk to him. Excuse me, sir. I'm Horrendo Revolver. And we're
here
to do
man, where you dudes been, man? You've been hanging us up.
Well, we've been on the fire escaping in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, never mind all that. Now, which one's the tenor? You the tenor? Yeah, well, listen, here's your part. Sweet soul sounds are stirring my soul. You got that?
Wait a minute, sir. I don't think you understand. I'm Horrendo Revolver.
I don't understand. Look, dude, I'm the producer. I understand everything. You don't understand. Here's your part, sucker. Now get over there and sing it. Sweet soul sounds are stirring my soul.
Well, okay. Sweet soul sounds are stirring my soul.
Yeah, that's great, man. Only let's try it without the slobber this time.
Wait a minute, sir. I don't think you understand. I'm Horrendo Revolver from WHIC.
Oh, man. You a jock. Oh, I thought you was a background singer, man. Hey, listen, I'm Needmo. Needmo Tracks, man. I'm the producer here. Hey, listen, what do you need, man? Anything you want, you got, brother. You want some coke? I got some dynamite blow for you. Want a little toot for this note? It's good, man. It's pharmaceutical. You'll blow your head off, man.
No, thank
you. What do you want, some smoke? Hey, I got some dynamite Jamaican flower tops, man. It one joint, that's right. Let's just roll the man a joint.
Well, I'm sure flower tops are very pretty, but what we're really after,
oh,
sir...
Right. I'm sorry, man. I should have started off with that. You want a broad, right? Hey, you, baby. Yeah, you, come on over here. Listen, you heard a deep throat? This is a sister's sore throat. Man, this, be careful with her. She was at a big promotion convention, so she's a little tired, but she's a dynamite broad. Hey, baby, take care. What's your name?
Horrendo Revolver.
Take care of Horace for me, baby. Hey, but listen, man, before you get hung up with the broad, I want you to give a listen to this Monster Smash dynamite hit we've been working on, man. This tune is a monster, man. This sucker is so bad, it ought to jump on the charts at number one with a bullet. With your help, of course, you know what I mean. Hey, but listen, man, really, this tune is different. It's a cowboy tune. Man, do you like country and western music?
Oh, sure, I think it's super.
Well, let's give a listen to this. Lester, let's do another take.
Take 48.
She wakes up in the morning, the pain in her jet black hair. Drives down to the office in a
street. But these drinks are getting heavy, and these tips aren't getting weak. And she don't understand why she can't climb out of the sand. Break away. She's an all-American girl. An all-American girl. She'll live and die in this man's world. An all-American girl.
Oh, Mr. Trax, that was a super smash single. That's just sensational. I really want to thank you for all the help you've given me today.
Hey, baby, don't thank me. Just play my record.
Oh, I sure will. I'll play that record all the time. Thanks a lot, Mr. Trax.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have seen what goes on in the recording industry. I don't have to say a thing. It all speaks for itself. I can only say that what's happening in the recording industry only reflects what's happening in society today. This is Horrendo Revolver saying good night for Wake Up America.
Wake up, America, you're dreaming.
Come on, guys, let's get out of here.
Hold it. Security, where do you think you're going?
Well, we're done now. We were just going to go home.
Just going to go home?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, you'll have to have a pass.
Well, we don't have a pass.
You don't have a pass?
No, sir.
Well, how did you get in here?
Huh?
You, up against the wall. Turn around. Come on.
Come inside.
Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it.
meow, meow, meow. A pussy bird and looking so satisfied. A pussy bird and looking so satisfied. I'm lost in his little yellow round eye. Lost in his little yellow round eye. Pussy bird and looking so satisfied. A kitty rare up and scratch me through my jeans. Kitty rare up and scratch me through my jeans. You kitty, you're gonna spend the night. You kitty, you're gonna spend the night. You kitty, you're gonna spend the night. Outside! Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Touch it. I wanna 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 touch it. Kitty, 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 touch it. Kitty, 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 touch it. Kitty, 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 touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it.
If you can, where were you born, man?
Huh? Where was I born?
That's right, I said, where were you born?
Hey, are you one of those dudes that do horoscopes, man? Hey, I'm a Cancer with a bad moon rising.
Look here, El Fago, watch my lips. Where were you born?
I was born in East L.A., man. I was born in East L.A.
Oh, yeah, you're born in East L.A. Well, let's see your green card, huh?
Green card? I'm from East L.A.
All right, well, then who's president of the United States?
Oh, that's easy, man. That guy that used to be on Death Valley days, John Wayne.
All right, let's go. Come on.
Downtown DJ, 'cause I was born in East L.A. Olé!
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Community Radio.